And let's see. What was your father's occupation? Did he farm?
Blacksmith.
Blacksmith. That's interesting.
In Holmes County, part of South Carolina.
For goodness sake.
He was what you call a traveling blacksmith.
Uh-huh.
Then when he'd get through out, he'd come home and work there, you know.
Uh-huh. Still doing his blacksmith work.
That's right, still doing his blacksmith work.
Did your mother ever work out, or did she stay at home?
She stayed at home. Fun feel in my life.
Let's see, do you know where your mother's parents came from?
Yeah, they're from Elk County too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about your father's
they're
parents?
They're all from Elk County.
Can you go back farther than that, as far as where your relatives came from?
Well, I think they was all born and reared in Elk County.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's fine. Let's see, is your husband living, Miss?
My husband, okay. So, yeah. He was a farmer.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Okay. And, let's see, where did he go to school? What church do you go to, Miss?
What church do I attend?
Uh-huh.
Rosedale Baptist Church up there on your road.
Okay.
I put the name up in front. You didn't see me pay?
No, sure didn't.
Rosedale Baptist Church. You see, this plantation up here, Rosedale Plantation, well, they give the church, for my time, they give the church the land, so they named it Rosedale. Well, you ain't gonna tell this big Rose Hill up here now? See all them cows up down the road?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Let's see, did your husband's family, were they from Elbert County?
Yes, all of them raised. They were born and raised in Elbert County, in Elberton.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna ask you some of these questions I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Before daylight, or was that the...
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's an expression that has sun in it? I got up this morning before sun.
Before sun rose.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? A person needs to get the cows in before
night.
Okay. And here again, what's an expression with sun in it? Before sun?
Big mouth.
In the morning when the sun first comes up, mm-hmm. you call that sunrise.
Sunrise, uh-huh. And sunset.
Okay, fine. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clear and all.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
How's that?
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
The shelf. Oh, the mantle.
I don't think I'm talking loud enough. I'm going to move over a little bit closer to you.
Yeah. All right. I think I understand.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Well, let me see. Fines.
Okay.
But it's got another name. I can't think of the name. I don't think. Fine dog.
Okay. Yeah, if you have two, three different names for things, I'd be interested in hearing all of them.
Mm.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.